Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. You want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arne are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemist, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arne are co-hosts Dr. Richard Claudel, a medical doctor, and Sam Ford, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arne, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window on this beautiful Sunday in July, and we're glad you can join us and we could be with you. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, well, the focus of the show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. Arne Gitomer is off this weekend, but with me in the studio is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
Also with us is our medical expert and co-host, Dr. Richard Claudel.
Oh, good afternoon to Sam and Don.
Good afternoon, Doctor. Now, Don has just returned from one of the major nutritional supplement trade shows. It's the National Nutritional Foods Association in Las Vegas. Don, I'm sure you've got some observations for us.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. My first observation is that if you folks thought it was hot here in New York last week, you should have been in Las Vegas. It was over 115 degrees most of the time I was there. It was so hot that they had to periodically cancel flights at the airport. I think the air wasn't dense enough for the planes to take off.
Wow.
Amazing. Anyway, there were many, some interesting new products on display at the show, and we'll be talking about many of them in the coming weeks. What I wanted to comment on today, however, because I know that there are so many people out there who have expressed concerns about this, is Codex and related matters.
Well, that's right. For those of you who don't know it, Codex is a commission. It's an international group, and it's involved in establishing international food standards. Now, these standards are supposed to enhance consumer protection and ensure fair international trade. They've been working on a set of standards for dietary supplements. Now, some people might have become highly concerned and alarmed, fearing that these standards might affect their ability to continue using some of those nutritional supplements they now use in this country.
Now, I've tried to explain previously that this is a non-issue here. It will not affect what goes on here in this country. There is no direct impact on the U.S. dietary supplement market. Now, my statements, however, do not sit well with many of you out there in the audience. I think there are many people who claim otherwise. I guess, in a way, it's more fun to get all riled up about something, grabbing our pitchforks and torches, than it is to listen to reason.
Don, it's almost funny in a way. This is one of those situations where, people call up or come to the store and they ask you your opinion, but they don't really want to hear the answer. Instead, they really want to just give you their opinion.
Yeah, that's right, Sam. As a matter of fact, I think we had a caller on this calling in on the show either last week or 2 weeks ago saying that I should be the owners of Wilner Chemist should be concerned. And when I tried to explain that I am an owner of Wilner Chemist and I'm not concerned, she didn't want to hear it. Anyway, getting back to the NNFA trade show, I found it very interesting to hear what the others had to say about this. Others who know and others who have more reason to be concerned than we do. And here's what I found. First, delivering the keynote address at the show was Senator Tom Harkin. Now, Senator Harkin, along with Senator Hatch, He's one of the major supporters of the nutritional supplement industry. He was involved in passing DSHEA and many laws that are very helpful to our industry. He said Codex is a non-issue, pointing out from his standpoint that nothing gets changed in U.S. law unless it goes through the Senate, where, of course, he is. And I spoke to numerous heads of companies that not only sell supplements in the United States, but also sell products in Europe. Now, you would think that if anything, these are the folks who would at least be concerned about their business in Europe. Nope, they also consider this a non-issue.
Don, you mentioned to me before we got on the air that you spoke to Jarrow about this.
Yeah, now, those of you who might, Jarrow Formulas, you know that he's very active in politics and legal issues. He sells his products in Europe, and he's perhaps one of the most outspoken leaders in this industry. He considers Codex a non-issue. So, folks, for the final time, please, stop worrying about Codex. Those in the know and those with the most to lose, they are not worrying about Codex. So you can stop as well. Now, on the other hand, that does not mean that we don't have things that we should be worrying about. There are indeed things that can potentially harm our freedom to use nutritional supplements. And I'm going to tell you about that. But first, I'm going to ask Sam to give you a couple of internet sites with information on Codex if you want to learn a little bit more about it. Sam?
Sure, Don. First, there's the website for the organization that Don was referring to, the NNFA, or National Nutritional Foods Association. Write this down. It's www.nnfa.org. I'll give it to you again in just a moment. When you go to that website, you'll see a large box that says Codex Alimentarius Resource Center. Click on the box and you'll go to a detailed information page. That website again is www.nnfa.org. Or another website with facts about Codex is the Council for Responsible Nutrition website at www.crnusa.org. Again, that's www.crnusa.org. Okay, so what is it you think we should be concerned about, Don?
Okay, two things, Sam, and they're kind of related. First, there is a movement in Congress to remove DHEA from health food store sales. And secondly, there are those in Congress who continue to want to modify DSHEA, which is an acronym for the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act.
Okay, I know about the DSHEA. I didn't know that you call it DSHEA. But this was a very important law. It was passed several years ago and made some very major changes in how dietary supplements could be marketed and regulated. It allows for what they call structure function claims on the label of products, which basically makes it allowable to say this does something to your health, even though you're not allowed to claim anything about specific diseases. It makes it easier to give educational information to customers, and it charges the FDA with developing a set of good manufacturing practice guidelines for supplement manufacturers, something that the FDA still hasn't really gotten around to. Perhaps most importantly, it switched the burden of proof from the supplement makers to the Food and Drug Administration. Before, if the FDA wanted to remove a supplement from the market, they could just do it and talk about it later if they wanted to. After DSHEA, the FDA has to prove that they have a good reason to take such action before they do so.
Now, to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure that removing DHEA from health food stores is not the worst thing in the world, but I think the problem is it would set a very dangerous precedent, maybe paving the way for action against DSHEA.
Absolutely. There's a bill, Don, being considered in the Senate. It's S-1137. Those of you who are all worked up about Codex would be better off turning your energy towards urging your senators and representatives to defeat S-1137. In fact, I suggest all of you do this. And there's a very easy way to do it. You go to the same website I mentioned before, www.nnfa.org, and you click on the Right to Congress box in the upper right. You'll see a page with all sorts of information on contacting Congress, and it's easy. Just enter your zip code, and they'll provide you with the form letters, suggested letters, etc., directed to your senators and representatives. In this case, you would click on the Action Alert box and stop Congress from making DHEA illegal. The website, again, is www.nnfa.org. You could not ask for an easier way to make your views known to your elected officials.
Well, and that's it, Sam. You know, I mean, sometimes we have, you know, well, yeah, we'd like to, but, you know, we don't know who to send it to. We don't know what to say, this and that. This is so easy. You just go to the website, nnfa.org, put in your zip code. It automatically, you know, all you do, in fact, they even have a thing you can choose. They give you a choice about four or five paragraphs of things that you may want to say. You just choose the ones you want to say, pops it into the form. You click OK, and it automatically will send emails or letters to your particular congressman. So it's really an easy thing to do. And this, I think, is worth doing. Now, that, folks, is the final word. I do not want to spend more of our time on the radio show talking about this. I know some of you out there will continue to believe that Codex is more of a problem than I say it is. Fine. And you know, maybe you're right and I'm wrong. We'll see. But it's not something I want to debate on the air. Instead, we will now take a short break and then start taking your calls about what this program is supposed to be about, which is nutritional supplements, herbal supplements, homeopathy, how these things are used.
That sounds like an excellent idea, Don. Now we'll start taking your calls in just a few moments. So let me give you the number to call us in with your questions. Calls with your questions is 1-800-321-0710. Please give us a call. We've got a lot of lines open, and we can't wait to start talking to you about vitamins, herbs, nutrition, all that good stuff. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Purnell.
And we'll be back from a word from our sponsors.
When it comes to health and wellness, Twin Lab has your answer for life. For 35 years, we at Twin Lab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab. Answers for life. These statements are not being evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Ellie Tamai, the natural nurse. Here's today's health tip from Nature's Answer.
Support muscle and joint health without the struggle of swallowing a pill. Nature's Answer's liquid glucosamine chondroitin formula is the ideal liquid solution for enhancing the resiliency and maintenance of healthy cartilage. We combine glucosamine and chondroitin with other joint-friendly ingredients, including MSM, CMO, shark cartilage, and boron. Liquid glucosamine chondroitin, easy to take, fast-acting support, with the naturally sweet goodness of organic agave nectar. Nature's Answer, your answer for the highest quality of liquid nutrients.
Look for the platinum label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professional for over 30 years at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
And listen to this, the entire line of Nature's Answer's supplements are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Nattokinase is an enzyme derived from a traditional fermented soy food called natto. In Japan, natto has been so valued as a food remedy for fatigue and circulatory problems. In 1980, scientists in Japan developed a way to extract pure nattokinase, the enzyme, from natto. It is nattokinase that has proven so beneficial for circulation. Fibrinogen is a protein normally found in circulation that, when activated, forms fibrin, which is responsible for blood clotting. For obvious reasons, the level of fiber must be carefully controlled, and the body generates natural fibrinolytic enzymes to help do that. Nattokinase has a similar action, leading to its popular use to aid circulation and high blood pressure. And Doctor's Best has a great deal for you. They're offering their nattokinase supplement through Wilner Chemists at half price. Wow, that's a great deal. Doctor's Best nattokinase 100 milligram 90 veggie cap size now on sale at half price. If you're on anticoagulant medication, we suggest you talk to your health care provider before taking nattokinase.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're ready to talk to you. Folks, we've got a lot of lines open, so give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. We can't wait to talk to you. Let's start with Joyce from Manhattan. How can we help you today, Joyce?
Yes, thank you. I was speaking with a nutritionist, and I had mentioned that I was taking omega-3, and it was amazing what it did for my lupus. I was getting flare-ups not as often and not as bad. And he said to me, you should be taking fish oils. Now, it didn't occur to me what he said until after I walked away. I thought omega-3 was a fish oil. I don't understand.
Well, it sounds like your doctor may not have been listening to
you. No, he wasn't a doctor.
Saying.
He was a nutritionist.
Okay. It's inside out in the sense that fish oils contain omega-3s. And, in fact, since the fish oils are the main source of the omega-3s we have, we often interchange them. You can get some omega-3s in flax oil. You can get them probably from walnut and soy and so forth. But fish oil is the main source that we usually see. So they're basically talking about the same thing. And there are at least two double-blind studies showing high dose of fish oil is helpful in lupus.
Okay.
Yes. As is DHEA, which is what they were trying to take off the market, is helpful in lupus as well. And they have good studies on that.
Good. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thanks for the call. Our next caller is Irene from Queens. How can we help you today, Irene?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And your show is very informative.
Thank you.
Recently, well, first I want to say I am a heart patient. I've had open heart surgery in 96, and last December I had two heart valves replaced, and I have a pacemaker of Wave 2, and I'm on Coumadin. That's the only thing I want to mention to you is the Coumadin. But I take numerous... Recently purchased from you the new Jarrow's Alka 500.
Okay.
I'm taking that, but I didn't have taurine. I thought that taurine would complement it. So I purchased Solgar's taurine 500 milligrams.
Okay.
But the dosage that the men in the, you know, they gave me sounds a little high to me. 3 in the morning and 3 at that time. That comes to what, 3,000 milligrams or what?
This is the doses for what? For the taurine or for the...
For the taurine. The alpha I take twice a day.
Oh.
The 500. But how am I supposed to take the taurine? On the bottle says 1.
Well, okay.
That would be 3,000.
So, Sam, you want me to jump in on this?
Why don't you go for it?
A taurine, as is the case for many of these amino acids, there is a fairly wide range of dosage that might be appropriate. In the case of taurine, which by the way, is recommended for things like congestive heart failure and various other cardiovascular-related problems and so forth, the recommended dosage typically for taurine is anywhere from 1.5 grams to as much as 6 grams or more per day. So... I don't know, is each tablet or capsule 500 milligrams that
yes.
you have?
Yeah, each
okay.
500.
So you could easily be taking one capsule 3 times a day or much, much more. So the dosage that somebody recommended to you really isn't, you know, totally strange. My suggestion is that you don't jump to the higher dose right away. You might want to start off with a lower dose, maybe... one capsule twice a day, that would be 2 grams total, or less if you want to, and see how that works for you. Maybe work your way up gradually. But that's not such a high dose.
I wanted to know Because right now I'm
and by the way, also, as is the case with most of these individual amino acids, you probably want to take it not at the same time that you're eating other protein-containing foods. Excellent. Okay.
My whole day is still taking them. Let me ask you this. Also, I'm vitamin Coumadin that I've been taking omega-3 EPA GLA for like 18 or 20 years. And it hasn't interfered with my Coumadin because I have that checked every month. Because they tell you don't take fish oils if you're on Coumadin.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll let Dr. Podell comment after I say to you that, in my opinion, if you've been taking the fish oils and whatever else you're taking, whether it's vitamin E or whatever, if you've been taking it on a regular basis for a long period of time, and the doctor put you on something like Coumadin, and he's been testing you, and you're okay. The only thing that you would need to do, if for some reason you decided to suddenly stop taking all that fish oil or to suddenly start taking something else with a similar action in addition to the fish oil, that might create some differences, and you should let your doctor know. Dr. Podell, am I...
Well, I'm going to let Dr. Podell comment, if you don't mind, Irene, if you want to hold on for just a second, because we have to take a quick break, including a quick check on the traffic. This is Sam Forbes, and along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, we'll be back in just a moment.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arne tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health, available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wellner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to The Wellner Window. Now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Diane De Oliveira. Are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements, reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes, a way to search through all this information easily? Do you want to listen to previous Wellner Window radio shows, hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all of that by visiting either of our two Wellner Chemist stores. But now you can do it another way, by logging on to the new, improved Wellner Chemist website at www.wellner.com, and that's Wellner with two L's. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. It's the new Wellner Chemist website at www.wellner.com.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicon intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. BioSil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of BioSil on bone loss in aged, overreactivized rats. The results show that BioSil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. BioSil, from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wellness Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're taking your questions. You can call us at 1-800-321-0710. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. He's got questions for us about vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, whatever. We'd be happy to hear, happy to talk to you. Now, before we get to your questions, I just want to tell you about a new sale that's in effect at Wilner Chemists. We've got 48 product lines on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price. And here's some examples. We've got Doctor's Best, Source Naturals, and American Health at 35% off list price. We've got Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, 30% off list. We've got also a 96-page sale flyer and our famous 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Chemist reference catalog available, filled with health information and product data. And if you don't have a copy, you can call. You can just call at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address. The number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or, of course, you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.lunar.com.
And, of course, you can pick one up at either of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store in Midtown. It's at 100 Park Avenue. That's at 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And we have a store downtown. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, near City Hall. I'll also want to mention, while it's still fresh in your mind, you heard a commercial for Biosil just a moment ago. There's been a number of new studies published on Biosil, and I just want you to know that next week, at the beginning of the show, the 2 o'clock hour, we're going to have a special guest, Dr. Dallas Coutier, if I'm pronouncing his name right, who is going to fill us in on some very interesting new research on silica, on Biosil in particular, regarding skin health and wrinkles and all kinds of interesting stuff. So be sure you tune in next week if you want to hear about that. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Don. Okay, let's get back. We were talking to Irene and finishing up her questions about, I guess it was fish oils and Coumadin. Dr. Podell?
This is, you know, something, we get this question a lot. And the answer really isn't that simple. Fish oil probably doesn't affect too much the prothrombin time or the INR, which is the way you standardly measure the Coumadin effect. But fish oil does cause the blood to be less sticky and more likely to bleed through different mechanisms that are not measured by the prothrombin time. So in a sense, it's a little bit like aspirin. Instead of affecting the biochemistry of clotting, it affects the platelets, which are the little sticky particles, directly. So that if you take a high dose of fish oil together with Coumadin, then you're getting your blood thinned in two different directions. For many people, that's probably a good thing, because you're trying to thin the blood to prevent it from clotting and get heart attacks and strokes. On the other hand, for another smaller group of people, the blood being a little too thin might increase risk of a GI bleed or a bleed into the brain or things of that sort. And we unfortunately don't really have very good tests to tell you when you're a little too thick or when you're a little too thin. As a practical matter, to take a relatively low dose of fish oil, my personal sense, and I'm not speaking for everybody, because nobody's really investigated it that well, is that it's okay and that it's good. Except if you have bruising, if your gums bleed when you brush them, if you have hemophilia, if you have bleeding ulcers, that is, unless you have a tendency to bleed, in which case, then you may not want to do that. So that's the bottom line.
These are very good words to the general public, but here we have Irene, who's been taking fish oils. How long did you say you
were about 18, 20 years.
Right, okay. So she's been fine with it. She probably would want to continue, I would think.
Probably. The other thing is, you know, you say there's no functional test. You know, it's interesting. I read in a nutritional book about a functional, the best functional test for checking your bleeding, a pinprick.
Well, bleeding time, yes.
And you can literally blot your pinprick, and if it clots too soon, you have a measurement, or if it doesn't clot soon enough, I don't know what the number
is.
There is
a test called the bleeding time, and any hospital laboratory can do it. The problem is they haven't terribly well correlated between the bleeding time and the results of will this person then bleed too much in real life. Nobody's really cared about this because they haven't worried about fishbowl, so nobody studied this problem.
Thank you, Dr. Bodell, and thank you, Irene, for the call. Let's go on to our next caller, Stephen from Queens. You're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Steve?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I have two questions. One has to do with beta testosterone, and the other one with some soy in general.
Sure.
The one with beta testosterone, I'm looking for ways, the prostate cancer runs in my family, and I'm looking for ways to stave it off. Is beta testosterone basically just to, for prostate enlargement as opposed to cancer, or does it also kind of affect that as well? And then I have a question about the amount, because I heard somebody talk about beta testosterone on the radio, and they were saying that you should not take more than 50 milligrams, and I hadn't read or heard that anywhere else. So what are your opinions about that, those questions?
Well, I haven't heard anything about beta-cytosterol or testosterol for cancer. It may be something that might be helpful. I don't know if there's any study. I haven't seen any studies on it.
Okay.
Mostly for benign prostatic hypertrophy. Any of you guys?
I agree. There's no studies on it for cancer prevention. It's really for benign prostatic hypertrophy. Maybe it does something good for cancer.
Yeah.
No one's really studied that.
Yeah, there may be the mechanism of that it, how it affects hormones and DHT, possibly, but don't have enough information.
You know, apparently, I think there are some infomercials. There must be some infomercials on certain products that are making the rounds, and I think this is why we're getting this constant stream of phone calls about it. If it is indeed from infomercials that you folks are hearing about this, then you probably should take it to some degree with a grain of salt. Beta-cytosterol is a plant sterol. Like all plant sterols, it functions by sort of mimicking other types of sterols, but it has a weaker action. Its primary roles can be to help to reduce cholesterol levels, and it would do it by just the mechanism I mentioned, by sort of blocking real cholesterol with this sort of quasi-plant-derived cholesterol-like structure molecule. And to somewhat the same degree, it has an effect, as Dr. Podelmosiam said, on benign prostatic hyperplasia. There is no a direct connection to prostate cancer. There is work being done on related products, sterols, sterolins, this sort of vague things that contain some beta-cytosterol relative to immune system function. Whether or not that has any connection to the type of product you're talking about, we don't know, and whether or not it has a direct relationship to prostate cancer, we don't know either. But there may be some effect on the immune system as well. From a dosage standpoint, as you were asking the question, I looked it up on Health Notes. As I mentioned to you folks many times, we have a link to a nice reference a library called Health Notes on our website. You can just click on it and take you right there. And I'm looking at the dosage. It says here, between 500 milligrams and 10 grams of beta-cytosterol per day have been used in clinical research to reduce elevated blood cholesterol levels. Okay, that's 500 milligrams up to 10 grams. It continues, between 60, which is 20 milligrams three times a day, and 130 milligrams per day have been used in trials reporting a reduction in prostatic hyperplasia-related symptoms. Okay? So there's a couple dosage ranges that you can play with.
So it looks like you take pretty high doses.
It's a plant sterol.
Okay, Dr. Padilla.
Yeah, the
comment?
Issue of, well, what do we sort of know now about preventing prostate cancer, aside from the early detection examinations? The studies are not conclusive, but there is a strong suspicion that selenium would be helpful, that lycopene would be helpful, that vitamin E would be helpful, and maybe fish oil as well.
Well, you know, that's a very good point, Dr. Podell. I mean, that's why I kind of cringe each time we get a call about this particular nutrient, because I think there's a heck of a lot more more evidence, more clinical research on selenium and vitamin E and lycopene and some of the other things which you just mentioned. And I think if somebody's concerned about prostate cancer, these are the things I'd rather see them looking at before they look at beta-sitosterol.
And there's also other things that there's some limited research, but indication showing that things like indole-3-carbinols, obviously eating a diet with substantial amount of this very important substance, found mostly in cruciferous vegetables, it's also available as a supplement, and it's also available as an active form called DIM. And I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, for the research, I think they'll show that things like indole-3-carbinols and DIM play a very important role in maintaining and protecting cellular health, particularly with things like breast cancer and prostate cancer, but also things like green tea and the polyphenols. You should always take a good assortment of high polyphenol-type foods or supplements. I think that would be prudent. And lignans are also showing some benefits as well. A number of companies put out high lignan products. The Jarrow flax essence might be helpful. These phytoestrogens also play a role in regulating hormones in both men and women.
You know, Sam, it's interesting that you started your comments with the broccoli and cruciferous vegetable extracts, because there is one of the interesting things that I saw at the show. There is a new product out, probably be available from several companies, but I know that Jarrow has it. It was just made available, called the Brocco Max or something like that.
Okay.
Brocco. And it contains a new standardized, highly potent extract of broccoli, sulforaphane. Yeah. A standardized, very interesting product, and I think it, as soon as, I didn't want to talk about it this week because we don't have it yet. It's on the way.
Okay.
All right, but we're going to probably talk about it next week, and it would be something that would be included in the list that you just kind of gave us for products that would be pertinent to those who are concerned about prostate cancer.
As we all maybe are worried about it, I certainly know that a lot of people are worried. I'm worried about, so I have to take care of myself, and I hope you are too. Thanks, Don. And Steve, did you have another question?
Oh, thank you so much. And by the way, I am doing all those supplements and also changed my diet, so it's nice to be confirmed on all that. Yes, it has to do with soy.
All right, you know what, I'm going to give you a chance to ask your second question, but we are going to have to take a short break here. If you hold on, we'll give you a chance to ask the second question. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after this message. We shouldn't have to tell you about Ester C. You already know that if you want the type of vitamin C that's easy to absorb, easy to utilize, and easy on the stomach, Ester C is the way to go. And what company is known as your best source of Ester C? Well, Natrol, of course. Natrol offers Ester C in just about any form or potency you could ask for. Comes in tablets or capsules, comes alone or with bioflavonoids. It's chewable, soft gels, liquid, with antioxidants like pycnogenol, echinacea, whatever. It comes effervescent as well. Natrol has it all. Ester C for when you want the vitamin C that is most effective and naturally buffered. Ester C from Natrol. And here's some more good news. Right now, all Ester C Natrol Ester C products are on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemist. That's right, you heard me. Wilner Chemist is featuring all Natrol Ester C products at 35% off list price.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off this price.
And here's some more good news. The entire line of American Health supplements are now on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes, cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. And one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgold Eyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgold Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Now, everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgold Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgold Eyes is a perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Ginkgold Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemists carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're answering your questions. And we're in the middle of helping Steve out with some questions. Do you have a question for us about soy? Is Stephen, are you there? I guess Stephen...
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, Steve.
Okay, yes, the next question had to do with soy. You must be aware of the major controversy on it. You have two opposite sides. I've heard arguments on the radio on it, you know, full-hour arguments from both points of view. I've talked to people in the nutrition field. I get different points of view. It seems like there are some that believe you absolutely, everyone should stay away from it. It's poison. You know, it's something that, you know, they said, you know, you can't eat it right out of the field. You know, it has to go through processing to be able to eat it. Others, there's, you know, obviously a lot of research that shows, you know, for prostate cancer, breast cancer, the isoflavones can definitely help. So I do believe that. But it's like, do you take something that you believe can help you if it also can also hurt you? From then the middle point of view is, well, for women, it's pretty much okay. Don't overdo it. Men, really don't overdo it. You know, maybe a little bit, but really be careful. But definitely they say the amounts that they say to take for prostate is definitely too much for a man, that a man should be taking eating every day or taking in the form of isoflavones or, you know.
Yeah, I honestly don't know really what you're talking about. Maybe,
well,
you guys do.
There's two things that he mentioned here. One is eating raw soy. That's unrelated to the question about supplements. Raw soy, as is the case for many natural foods, has something called, I think it's a trypsin inhibitor or something. There's something in raw soy that is not good for you. It has to be, but it's just naturally deactivated when you heat it, when you process
it. Right.
So for someone to say that you shouldn't be eating soy because of this is really not, you know, no one eats raw soy.
I mean, isn't soy somewhat inedible unless it's processed like this?
So
much of the world eats soy and consumes fairly high amounts of it. So.
Yeah, so that's really not an issue, okay? That's, you know, that's something which is automatically taken care of as soon as you heat the soy and process it in any way, you cook it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think if there's any, there's two areas of controversy perhaps for soy, okay? Soy contains what we call phytoestrogens. Well, you hear the word estrogen and you think, well, gee whiz, I'm a virile guy, you know, and everything, and why in the world do I want to take something that has estrogen activity? Well, it's not quite that simple. There are times when you do want to take phytoestrogens, even if you're a man. With soy, It's a case, you know, there's an enzyme, 5-alpha reductase, that's involved in the conversion of testosterone to, what, the dihydrotestosterone thing? I've forgotten. Okay. And to some degree, blocking that conversion may be a good thing. It may prevent prostate growth. It may prevent baldness. There's all kinds of interesting things here. As is very often the case, and I'm moving on to my personal opinion here, it's a case of moderation, okay? What happened with the soy products is that a few years back, it became the darling of the industry. Everybody was jumping on the bandwagon, pushing products that had stronger and stronger and stronger isoflavone-containing versions of these soy things, to where you were almost getting pure products such as pure genistein and so forth. I think we went too far in that direction, right? I think if you're talking about utilizing isoflavonoid-type materials from a therapeutic standpoint, soy is probably not the best source of those materials. If you're talking, on the other hand, about using soy and soy concentrates as a way of modifying your overall intake of phytoestrogen-type foods, I think it's an excellent thing to do, and it would be hard to find a reason not to, okay? So I think it's a question of avoiding the extremes. If you're taking, for example, if you're taking beta-cytosterol concentrates and other things like that, then I don't think that you need to also be taking a very strong concentrated isoflavone, soy-derived isoflavone product. Okay.
I don't know if I want to add to this or not, because it goes on and on and it's confusing. Generally speaking, groups that eat a lot of soy, like Japanese and Chinese, have relatively low incidences of most but not all cancers, and certainly of heart disease. However, there was a study done in Hawaii of Japanese Americans where they found that the people who ate more soy had, on the average, more heart disease, more stroke, and more Alzheimer's. Now, of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that was soy, because what that means is they're eating a more traditional Japanese diet, which is high in salt. Japanese get a lot more strokes, and that gives dementia. So I don't think we really have a clear understanding. We used to think, for sure, that soy was very, very good. It lowers cholesterol, does a lot of good things. And then came this study, which seems to cast some question on it. I don't think we really have a clear answer. But certainly I agree with Don that reasonable amounts of soy, let's say instead of fatty meats, certainly makes sense and is not going to do any harm in reasonable amounts.
Okay, thank you, Don, and thank you, Dr. Podell, and thanks, Steve, for those interesting questions.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's go on to our next caller. We've got time for one more, I think. George from Queens. How you doing, George?
Hi.
What can we do for you today?
I have shingles.
Uh-huh.
It's the second time I've gotten into it. I got it about 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I took, I went to a regular doctor, but I also took lysine and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm just wondering, if you get it the second time around, is it usually weaker? It seems to be.
Oh.
And
it,
also...
It depends, but go ahead.
That nerve problem where it could get very, chronic for years. I still have to worry about that thing coming up?
You mean, there's a pain that happens, a nerve pain, the usually thoracic nerve pain that arises. Is that what you're talking about?
That is, like, it stays for years. It could stay for years for some people. It didn't happen to me
Well, unfortunately, I don't think there's really anything you can do outside of, I guess, certain types of painkillers or doctors often offer recommend things like capsaicin creams, although sometimes if you have very, very highly sensitive or irritated skin, a capsaicin cream can be a little bit, painful. So what do you think?
If you're having two attacks of shingles, the doctor has to look up your immune system and see, is it weak? The varicella zoster, the chickenpox virus, has been in your body since you were a kid. Why is it coming out now? In terms of treatment, early on, the antiviral drugs, the acyclovirs, may be helpful. And then it's very important to treat with pain medicines, either codeine-type things or neurontin-type nerve pain medicines, to prevent it from becoming post-herpetic neuralgia, which is a long-term painful thing even after the shingles is gone. There is something called a VZV Foundation, Victor Zebra Victor. And just on their website now, I suggest you go on there and they tell you everything about herpes and shingles and so forth. VZV. Actually, they're in New York City here.
Is it dot com or dot org?
It looks like it's dot org.
Dot org, okay.
VZV Foundation, yes.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Bodell. And, George, good luck. I hope you find some answers. Maybe we'll give that website up, give that website again. I got to write it down myself. But good luck with that. Okay, well, you can hear this nice soothing music starting up. That means we're coming to the end of the first hour of this two-hour show. This is Sam Forbes, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we'll be back after this five-minute break. This portion of Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with Ester C products, more Ester C products than any other company, now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off the price. Like I said, this is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned.
To draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.